I'm buying a new lawnmower. I'm just getting a new one. And I was like, whatever you
want
to do,
dude. That should solve it.
Yeah. Like, yeah. If that's going to make you feel better about this situation, sure. Spend $500 on a lawnmower that we don't need, but okay. This is the theme. Woody and Jim podcast.
Friends till the end. And now they start talking. We are armed with dad jokes.
Yep.
Bad jokes. And Woody and Jim joke off.
I heard you got some jokes as a gift.
I got a joke book. I got a dad joke book. So,
all right. We expect you to be at the top of your game, which is at the bottom of comedy.
I looked at a lot of the jokes in the book, and I went like, oh, we can do better.
Okay. Oh, yeah. All right. No.
We'll see. All right. First person to laugh loses our little game. Would you like to begin, Jim?
Sure.
All right. Here comes the music.
Woody, I started the day off with 2 eggs for breakfast.
Yeah?
They were Cadbury eggs, but whatever.
I like that. Jim, a truck full of Vicks vapor rub has crashed on I-24 this morning.
Really?
Luckily, no congestion.
That's always a good thing.
That's good. Yeah. That's very good.
Woody, your vet won't tell you this, but if your dog is running a fever, get some mustard.
Mustard?
It's the best thing for a hot dog.
Oh, that's good.
Jim, every day I say I'm going to go jogging, but I don't do it. It's my longest running joke.
Does anyone ever get bored and turn on Netflix and decide you're not ready for that kind of commitment? And then you grab your phone and watch reels for the next 4 hours?
That's not really a joke. That's just a slice of life just for everybody.
Reality.
Jim, people in Athens rarely get up, you know, by sunrise.
Really?
Apparently, Greece is hard on dawn.
Oh, yeah.
Dawn is... yeah. All right.
Woody, whenever I'm having an argument with my wife, I start undressing.
Really?
She instantly has a headache and goes to sleep.
I like it. Jim, the World Origami Championship was on TV over the weekend.
It was.
If you didn't see it, it was pay-per-view.
As you get older, 3 things happen, Woody.
Yes.
Your memory goes, and I forgot the other two.
Right. All right. Jim, Bobby bought 25 candy bars.
Yeah.
He ate 23 of them. What does he have now? Diabetes.
Oh, I was going to say stomachache.
Oh, yeah.
Diabetes is better.
Diabetes.
Not funny, but it's better.
Yeah.
Last night, the internet stopped working for a few hours, so I spent some time with my family. They seem like good people.
Gotcha!
All right.
The father who doesn't know his own family joke was
I
the
know.
One who took him down.
Yeah, I think I can just relate to that because of my father.
Perfect for Father's Day.
Let's
day
not
after.
Unpack all of that right now.
Save that for the psychiatrist's couch.
All right. 3 things you want to know this morning. Heinz has done a study, and they've discovered that 1 out of 4 people use ketchup on their eggs.
Ugh.
Those are the people we call lunatics.
Yeah.
But they've teamed up with Waffle House, and they've replaced the labels on ketchup to have it say breakfast ketchup. It's
so
the same
that's
thing.
That's gonna
just,
get them.
It's nothing different, right?
It's just a different label, but they want you to start using ketchup on your eggs and your bacon and stuff.
I don't want ketchup. I want breakfast ketchup.
Bring me breakfast ketchup.
Ugh.
Oh, that's so weird. At the box office, people keep saying, "Why are they making live action remakes?" Because people are loving them.
Yeah,
knocking Lilo and Stitch out of the top spot, which was there for several weeks, is the live-action remake of How to Train Your Dragon, which pulled in almost $90 million. And it has very high critical scores, and Rotten Tomatoes is near 100%.
Really?
So people loved it.
Wow.
Lilo and Stitch came in second, is still making a ton of money. And
no kidding,
third place was The Materialists with Dakota Johnson, Chris Evans,
that.
And others. So... that's the top three.
Very cool.
If you would have asked me, I would have said How to Train Your Dragon would have been a flop because it just doesn't look great to me.
I know, but people are loving it.
Well, a woman is suing Costco for $14 million. She alleges that there was negligence after she had an injury in the store. She was looking at a liquor cabinet and it fell on her. It wasn't secured properly. What's interesting, though, is they say it caused her multiple permanent and catastrophic injuries, including a head and traumatic brain injury. But when she wrote down her incident report, she said that it fell on her right shoulder, forearm, hand, and fingers, and her lower back hurt.
But after talking to a lawyer, she decided it also gave her a brain injury.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah.
Interesting.
So she's seeking $14 million in damages.
All right.
Oh, gosh. Sometimes people just get injured and think, oh, well, this is my chance.
Yeah, to have compassion. Yeah.
Yeah, Morgan and Morgan told me I have a brain injury.
I wonder how many incidents she's reported before that.
Yeah.
And if she had the screw in her pocket.
Oh. Three things you want to know this morning with Woody and Jim. How was our weekend, y'all?
It was good. Father's Day was great. Had a steak dinner Jen made for me.
And nice.
We went out for ice cream, and Jen gave me like the perfect Father's Day gifts. She gave me this little, it's like a power tool. It slices up cardboard boxes.
Oh, I've seen those.
Oh, really? Like kind of like electric scissors type thing.
Yeah.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, but it's like really
that's
powerful.
Awesome.
Oh, that's so nice.
Which is such a guy thing.
I need one of those because I've Mount Amazon out my garage.
Yeah.
Same. She gave me a nice shirt. She also gave me big cast iron. It's a round metal thing with a handle on it. To make smash burgers.
Oh, cool.
Ooh, yeah.
Because we love making smash burgers. And I try to do it with like a spatula, and it just
doesn't do the same thing.
This thing's going to pound the smash burgers into submission.
You need more violence.
Yeah. So, that was a lot of fun.
I went shopping on Saturday at the Tanger Outlets in Antioch.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
It was actually
really
nice.
I've never been over there yet.
It's
been open for a while.
Yeah, I hadn't been there either. And me and Landon, my husband, were pleasantly surprised.
Good.
And then he today takes his real estate exam or certification test. So we studied all weekend. I helped him study there.
Good
so
luck to him.
Nice.
Yes. Yeah. Hopefully he's really nervous. So
yeah, I bet.
He'll do great.
Yeah. I had a good Father's Day. My girlfriend Melissa got me a shirt that says it's not a dad bod. It's a father figure. Thought that was
like
nice.
Saw that on Instagram.
I got some gifts from my dogs and cat.
Aww.
Well, yeah.
My son gave me a Batman picture, which was nice.
Ooh.
I got a dad joke book. And my friend Kevin got something that I was a little jealous of. He got a hummingbird helmet. This is a plastic thing. It almost kind of looks like a welder's helmet.
Okay.
But it has little tubes on the end of it that you put sugar water in to attract hummingbirds. So you can sit there in a chair and hummingbirds will be right in your face.
They will. Whoa. You stand still while they
pretty much, you'll be able to observe them from like 1 inch away.
Wow.
Which, I don't know if you can sit still that long.
Right. I feel like that would startle you a little bit. You see it like zipping right at you.
Yeah. So, hopefully he'll take some video when he does that.
Let's see if that works.
Totally Hits, Totally Nashville, Woody and Jim in the morning. We are ready now to play Gender Wars, as always brought to you by The Structure Group Indoor and Outdoor Remodeling. Your dream home starts at structuregroup.us. For the ladies in the audience, we have Deanna in Hermitage. Good morning, Deanna.
Good morning.
Good morning. Good luck. For the guys, we have Nick in Nashville. Hello, Nick.
Good morning.
All right. Let's warm up with a get acquainted question for both of you.
What's the most adventurous food you've ever eaten?
I lived in Ecuador one summer, and they brought out a platter with a rat that still had its teeth and its nails.
Really?
And it was just cooked just like that.
Oh.
But it was a nun that had brought it out, and I was there with my school, and my professor looked at me like, you better eat that. Do not turn that down. It will be such an insult. You know, that looked
right. Oh, wow.
How did it taste?
So, I just ate a bite of it, and smiled, and thank you. But, yeah.
So no dessert until you finish your rat.
Oh, gosh.
Wow.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. That's awful.
Good on you. You were a good guest. All right, Nick, try to top that. The most adventurous food you've ever eaten.
Oh, boy. Well, to her point, that rat was probably a guinea pig because those are a delicacy in Ecuador.
Let's see.
You're right. Actually, you are right. I think it was a guinea pig.
Oh, no. I don't know if that makes it better or worse.
But what about you, Nick? What have you had?
I'm going to go with a rabbit. When I went to Italy to visit family, I ate a rabbit, and it tasted pretty good. I'm not going to lie.
Okay.
They just grilled it perfectly. It tasted like chicken. I just went along with it.
It tastes right. like chicken.
So went with the flow.
Right, awesome.
Okay, well, you each have a screw you can use if you get in trouble. Let's start with multiple choice.
Okay, here we go, Deanna. The Oilers are in the Hockey Stanley Cup Finals. Are they from Houston, Edmonton, or Orlando?
I would say Edmonton.
Edmonton is right. Good job.
Yay. 1 point, Deanna.
Okay, Nick. Did the classic rom-com The Wedding Planner star Jennifer Lopez, Anne Hathaway, or Sandra Bullock?
I'm gonna go Anne Hathaway.
Ooh,
no.
Jennifer Lopez.
Bummer.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, take a big lead here, Deanna. What Nashville mall is home to the Bass Pro Outlet?
Opry Mills.
Okay, you got 2-0 lead. That means, Nick, you got to get this right if you want to stay in the game.
All right, Nick.
Oh, boy.
What would you buy at Claire's.com?
We're not talking eclairs, right? The stuff you eat, not the
Right, eclairs. Right. Just Claire's, yes.
Oh, boy. Claire's. I'm going with shoes.
Oh, no. They sell just about every other article of...
Like fashion baubles and fashion jewelry
and accessories. Yeah, purses, all the things.
All right.
Of all the odds.
Yeah.
All right. Sorry about that, Nick, but it looks like our guinea pig enthusiast, Deanna, is the winner.
Guinea pig muncher. Brave soul. Congratulations, Deanna. We're going to hook you up with tickets to Nashville Sounds game.
Yes. Yeah, you get a family four-pack of tickets.
Awesome.
Yep. Nice.
Oh, awesome. Thank you so much.
Thank you for playing.
Thanks for playing Gender Wars with Woody and Jim.
Totally Hits 93.3.
We are totally Nashville. A lot of people disappointed in Manchester as Bonnaroo was canceled after Thursday because of the weather.
Can't tell you how many people I know that was going to be their first Roo.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
And it was a disappointment, I guess. Thursday, they had the performances Luke Combs, Rebecca Black, and Insane Clown Posse. Those were the headliners.
Oh.
And then they canceled the rest of it. But it became kind of organic after that. It was kind of cool.
Yeah. All these artists are in town that don't have Bonnaroo, which is like they've had on their calendar for 6 months or longer. So they started showing up in Nashville.
Yeah, just places.
Anywhere you went, if there was some kind of live music venue, people from Bonnaroo were showing up as performers.
Right.
Haley Williams, Paramore, lives
she's
in Franklin.
Local. She's very cool.
She showed up at Brooklyn Bowl.
Wow.
And then the band Arcade Fire from Canada, they are huge, and they were going to be one of the big acts. And they just decided to set up on a sidewalk downtown and just played for all these people that just started gathering. It was so cool.
I love that.
So cool.
Turned it into a sing-along.
In so many ways, when Nashville stopped being Nashville, that was a very Nashville thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's almost like it took the cancellation of Bonnaroo for things to feel like old school Nashville.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, I know Jessie Murph, she was one of the headliners too, I think, later on, and she popped up at Barstool and at Jelly Roll's Goodnight Nashville.
Oh, very cool.
Yeah. Which she did like a 2-in-1.
That's so neat. They could have turned around and gone home or done anything, but they just decided.
Packed up the tour bus, but they decided not to.
We're going to play for people.
Yeah.
Yep.
Regardless.
I love that.
And that's just one of the great things about living in Nashville is they feel they can do that.
Mm-hmm. We need more of that. Okay, a Woody and Jim Show podcast extra. All this week during Gender Wars, we're asking people, have you ever tried any unusual food?
Adventurous.
Any interesting meat?
Yeah, I had an alligator at a UT Florida football tailgate.
Oh, I can see where there people would be really into that.
Oh, yeah, there were so many gators just like on fire everywhere.
Right.
And it was all right, but it tastes like chicken, but it's really chewy. And yeah. So the longer you're chewing, the more you think about you're eating alligator, and yeah. the more it's like, no, this is kind of gross.
Yeah, I've had like alligator nuggets.
Yeah.
And yeah, yeah. You chew them up for a while and you go like, yeah, it's like chewy chicken.
Yeah, it's just it's really rubbery. And then I had snail or escargot once, but I feel like that's like a delicacy. It wasn't bad, but I won't ever eat it again.
Right. Not at those prices.
Yeah, and it just like, say you ate snail, like cool.
Yeah.
You know, kind of like, it's kind of like caviar, like you're eating fish eggs.
I've had that too, where they actually give you the thing and you scoop it out of the shell, and it's like still got its like little antennas on it.
Uh-huh. like, been there, done it.
Yeah, but you smother it in enough butter and everything tastes pretty good.
Yeah, yeah. Butter and salt.
Yeah,
right. I don't know, this will sound like playground dares.
Yeah.
Eat this bug.
Right. Yeah. Eat this frog.
Yeah, give you $10 to eat it.
Yeah. What about you guys?
I've eaten one thing that my wife encouraged me to eat, and then she like made me feel really bad for eating it. We were in Iceland, which is like our big bucket list trip. We loved it. Mm-hmm. One of the things on the menu at several restaurants was horse.
Horse.
Oh.
And after the second or third place that offered it as their special, I was like, I'm going to order it. What the heck?
Yeah.
And it was like a steak.
Really?
Was it really?
It was pretty good. But
well, they always hear that he old saying, like, I'm so hungry, I'd eat a horse.
Yeah, I didn't know you could eat them.
Yeah, and it was decent. But then my wife just kept saying, like, the rest of the night, like, I can't believe you ate a horse. I'm thinking about that horse. That horse probably had a name. And it's just like, then I was feeling terrible. Like I ate it's a dog or something.
Oh, no.
What about you, Woody? What's the weird
I mentioned thing you've snails and alligator. I've also, I always thought kind of eating duck was kind of adventurous.
Oh, okay, yeah.
I had it in a restaurant one time, and it was like oily, dark meat. And
yeah, like liver.
But then over the weekend, over Father's Day weekend, I had some that was barbecued out on a Blackstone.
Oh, yeah.
Barbecue duck?
Yeah, and it was actually duck breasts that were barbecued. It tastes pretty good. It's really chewy. But it's also very kind of like tough to chew.
Yeah, like gamey.
Yeah, gamey.
Right.
Yeah, I think my husband is from like a small town in Louisiana, so I think he's had like frog legs and squirrel. Yeah.
Oh, they eat all kinds of critters.
Oh, yeah, crawfish, but like he won't eat lettuce. So it's like you'll eat weird meat.
Yeah.
Crazy giant bugs.
Yeah.
But. Yeah, lettuce is right out.
Yeah, and you won't have a cherry. Yeah.
Like, that's gross.
What?
Actually, a few years ago at the Science Theater, me and Big Joe Dubin had a insect eating contest.
Oh, no.
Yeah, I've had caterpillar. They're like dry, crunchy.
Yeah, they're like,
They have like a flavoring on them.
With barbecue, dust on them and stuff like that.
Oh, gosh. It
wasn't horrible.
Yeah, it wasn't as
bad. Wouldn't choose it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it wasn't bad.
I don't think I would fare well. I'm a picky eater, but I don't think I would fare well on like the challenge and Survivor when you have to eat like bull testicles and like cow brain and all that. Like,
Nah.
Instant throw up.
Give me a sandwich.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Give me a Lunchable.
Instant throw up. Or fish smoothie.
Ew.
Yeah.
Okay, back to the podcast.
Paris Jackson is clapping back at haters because she'll be performing at Bridgestone Arena with Incubus and Manchester Orchestra in June, at the end of June. And Michael Jackson fans are mad because it'll be the 16th anniversary of his death.
Well, that's just a coincidence.
They don't want her to...
Right, they don't want her to perform.
I don't think it was planned.
No, and she was like, I'm an opener. I don't get to choose when I perform. But wouldn't that be like a cool tribute? Like, instead of sitting out, I feel like that would be a cool way to honor her dad on the anniversary of her death. Like,
perform.
Why are people taking it negatively and should be positively?
Nobody should be told how they should react to like, grief or anniversaries or any of those things.
Yeah. So she at first was like, guys, I didn't get to choose the day I perform. And then she's like, I travel in like a minivan. It's nothing like lavish or anything. And then finally she was like, you know what? F you. She's like, I'm done.
Yeah. It's just, you'll never please everybody.
No,
so
absolutely
don't even
not.
Try.
No kidding, don't even try. Totally Hits 93.3 FM. It's the Woody and Jim Show. Please bear with us for a moment as we take a break in between a couple of songs to play for you the audio of this weekend's huge Army Celebration Parade.
Pretty incredible. God bless our troops and very squeaky tanks. It's awe-inspiring.
Hugely attended.
All right, this is a cool story. There's this one guy who does all his Instagram and TikTok content for helping people in his communities in St. Paul, Minnesota.
Nice.
And he quite often will get food and bring them to homeless people. And when he went to this one pizzeria, he ordered 10 pizzas to bring to the homeless. Oh. And that's when the owner of the pizzeria said, "You got to meet somebody.
Hey, I got to introduce you to somebody. He's got a great testimony. This is Mikey.
How you doing, Mikey? Pretty good. You actually dropped some food off to us at the shelter a few months back. And now I'm working here and getting my life back to it.
No way.
Yeah.
Aww. Let's go. I'm proud of you, dude.
Hey, dude, I appreciate it.
And you know what we're going to do? We're going to charge you for five and then give you five, all right? We really love what you're going to do. Love the influence that you have on other people. And keep on going. All right.
So he gets, a good deal on the pizzas. The guy who gives the pizzas and the guy who was homeless, they kind of talk a little bit more.
Let me ask you a question.
Yeah.
Did me coming down there and bringing food impact you in any way?
Yeah. I was going through a really dark time in my life, and it really had a lot bigger impact. I was going to make a very poor decision that day, and instead you handed me a pizza and it changed the whole push out.
Well, you know your love, man. Claire.
Yeah.
You know your love, bro.
Oh, that is awesome.
So cool.
That is very cool. Turning somebody's life around like that.
One little thing.
Yeah.
Take a pizza, whatever. Yeah. It's just, it's going to make a difference.
Gotta love it. This Mood Boost is brought to you by the Maple Street Biscuit Company. Wake up to WOW. Locations in Brentwood, Berry Hill, and Murfreesboro. Appropriately enough, for the day after Father's Day, we are loaded down with dad jokes. Bad jokes. As we tell them back and forth, first person to laugh loses. Are you ready?
No, but we're going to do it anyway.
We're going to do it anyway, yeah.
Nobody's ready for this.
We've had so many messages about the Woody and Jim joke off, but despite all those messages, we're doing it again. Okay, let us begin. Jim, I got fired from the ice cream factory. I refuse to work on Sundays.
Cute. Mm. Woody, I got a new stick deodorant today. The instructions said, remove cap and push up bottom. I can barely walk, but when I toot, it smells lovely.
Oh, gosh.
I like that. Jim, my Uber driver asked me, do you mind if I play some music? I said, sure, no problem. And then he asked, Kiss? I went, why don't you play the music first, and then we'll see how we feel after that.
Nice. Woody, Amal and Juan are identical twins. Their mom only carries one baby photo in her wallet. Mm-hmm. Because if you've seen Juan, you've seen Amal.
Oh.
That's very cute. Jim, I was sucking my stomach in while I was standing on the bathroom scale.
Yeah.
And my girlfriend says, I don't think that's going to help. I said, sure it does. That's the only way I can see the numbers. Thank you. Thank you. Just a real slice of life right there.
Woody, I went to the doctor's yesterday complaining of sore feet.
Mm.
He told me, gout. I said, I just walked in.
Jim, I had a Russian Uber driver the other day.
Did
his, you? His name was Pick Up and Drop Off.
Mm. Woody, our boss, Sean Fort, the general manager, he came in.
Yes.
Driving a brand new Lamborghini this morning.
Really?
Wow.
I said, wow, that's an amazing car. And he looked me in the eyes and he said, if you work hard, put in all your hours, and strive for excellence,
yes,
I'll get another one like this next year.
Painfully true. You know, Jim, it doesn't matter if you're tall or short, rich or poor, fat or skinny. At the end of the day, it's night.
They opened a gym in Mount Juliet.
Mm-hmm.
the instructors go door to door to tell people about all the benefits of joining it.
Yes.
It's called Jehovah's Fitness.
That's funny.
Jim, what do you call a Jedi Knight that just stands around?
I don't know.
Mannequin Skywalker. Okay.
Oh, that's terrible. Oh, I'm ashamed of myself for laughing.
Three things you want to know this morning. A bunch of kids in Anaheim, California have broken the world's record for red light, green light. The most people doing it at once.
Ooh.
I guess the old record was 1,415 people. 1,423 people now.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's weird how now we think of red light, green light as, you know, Squid Games.
But I know.
No one was killed.
Well, that's good. That's reassuring.
That's good. No deaths.
Yeah.
Right. You have to add that to every story now.
Yeah, yeah.
And no everybody one was killed. Was not. Let's see. Let's see. Yeah. So everybody loved Ed the Zebra. Ed the Zebra now is on a Nashville mural.
Of course. Of
yeah.
course.
I heard about that.
Go to 8th and Edge Hill in Nashville, and you can see Ed the Zebra. It was painted by an artist that goes by the name Bandit. And it shows Ed the Zebra and two kids kind of running along with him.
Aww.
And the artist said that the painting is meant to represent the childlike joy that the zebra chase gave to Tennessee.
That's yeah. great.
So, yeah, if you want to go get your, you know, picture taken in front of Ed the Zebra mural, just 8th and Edge Hill. I've just posted a picture of it as well on the 93.3 Totally Hits app.
Nice.
So just open up the app and you'll see it right there on the front page.
I love that. So Governor Bill Lee signed a new bill in regards to hemp in the state. And basically all it is they're switching like the ownership from the Department of Agriculture to the Tennessee Alcoholic Beverage Commission.
So they're going to be the ones that watch over it?
Right.
Okay.
The sale and stuff?
Yeah. And it'll just ensure that there is kind of more parameters around all of it. The testing and labeling will all be correct, whereas I think with the Department of Agriculture there wasn't as many like strict
it was just, yeah,
rules
kind yeah. of loose
yeah.
right
yeah yeah,
well, yeah. And then
it'll make it better and safer for folks.
I think so, yeah. There'll have to be some more licenses for people who are selling it,
right.
So yeah, I think it'll be better. It doesn't like discourage
Doesn't
people from
it
buying
down.
It. Yes, yeah, there's
right.
nothing bad is happening. It's just kind of switching hands, and then there's more regulations which just make it safer. So,
yeah. Oh, cool.
It's fun to know that you and my girlfriend are both obsessed with the show. It's on every night on Peacock.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Called Love Island.
Love Island.
Love yes. Island. Now, I see some of these shows,
mm-hmm.
but I'm not familiar with Love Island.
Mm-hmm.
Tell me the general
yeah.
idea.
So it started in the UK, and it's been great in the UK. It started in, in Nashville, in the US about 7 years ago. This
mm-hmm.
is the seventh season. And last season was the first season that it was actually good. It's like,
okay.
So it US has always been trying to keep up with the UK, but UK has always been the dominant. But the last 2 years, like US has just like dominated UK.
Okay.
So Love Island, they're looking for love.
Yes. Yeah, so there'll be like five girls and five guys go to a tropical place and they pair up. So they're called like the matches or whatever.
Okay.
And they like sleep in the same bed every night. And
yeah. They have like one big room with all beds.
Yeah, yeah, which gets like fishy because like people, you know, hit home runs all in the same room and stuff.
Okay,
and so it's like,
yeah,
what are we doing here?
Awkward.
Really weird. Yeah, and they're filming you too. So
sure.
when people pull the blankets up all the way, you're like, okay, yeah, real subtle. So yeah, and then like every so often they have to do like recouplings where people, like girls can steal boys from each other. Or, like, sometimes the fans get the vote. And so this season, there's a couple called Huda and Jeremiah.
Mm-hmm.
She has a kid, and she took a couple days to tell Jeremiah, and she's only told the girl, so she's keeping a secret, which is her, like, that's her discretion, you know, that's her
business,
thing.
Yeah.
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 But it's weird, like, she still hasn't told any of the guys. And so a lot of people are thinking that it's, like, this manipulation tactic, which I'm starting to think so as well. And she's very controlling, very emotional. She lies a lot.
Is she the villain?
It's, yeah, kind of plotting out to be that way.
The Amorosa.
Yes.
Love Island.
Everyone on TikTok hates her.
Okay.
Like, it is a thing. And I don't like her either, I must say. And so the producers gave America the vote, and they had to vote the new two guys and the new girl to couple up with existing people in the house.
Okay. Hmm.
And usually when that happens, the people who get booted out of the couple go home. So everybody's like plotting, like literally everyone on TikTok, Instagram, everywhere. We're like, we're all voting for the new girl to be with Jeremiah. So Hood's out. Like, we're done with her. She's dramatic. We don't like it.
There's no way they're going to let her go because she's too interesting.
Right.
Right.
But so they like they recouple and lo and behold, the new girl, Iris, gets with Jeremiah and Hoda is like, what? Like she obviously doesn't see what everybody else sees. Even the people in the villa are starting to get over her BS.
Right.
Like
right.
It's frustrating. But there comes to a point where it's like, okay, we have to remember that these are real people with real feelings, and it's sad.
Not like, so much.
Well, but these people, like Iris, she's like this new girl, and so we're just using her as a pawn in our game to get Hoda out. Like, she has a real connection with another guy, but everybody in America was like, no, screw Ace, you're going to be with Jeremiah. So it's sad, like, we're using one girl as a pawn, and we're using one girl as our entertainment, and she, spoiler alert, spoiler alert for people who have not seen the episode last night. So just la for a sec.
Okay.
Hoda doesn't go home. She stays.
I knew it. They won't get rid of her.
They won't get rid of
They're
her.
They're going to keep
her because
as long as
they
can.
Because it ended up being like the rest of the cast had to vote one person out of the three out.
See, I don't think they're really there looking for romance and love.
And
they're just looking
the
to get famous.
Right. That's been the complaint is like, why? Because some of these people that they bring on are like influencers.
Yeah.
Or
yeah.
They
all
have
that
following.
Influencer vibe.
And so
them.
It's like, come on. You know, what are you really here for? It's just, it's gotten boring. And that's kind of been the issue the last couple of years. But last year and this year, it's getting good. So everybody, the new term is called a crash out, and it's kind of when you have like a mental breakdown.
Okay.
So now everybody's like really excited to see Hoda have her like crash out.
So they're rooting for her to go nuts.
Yes, and all so right, that's like, so sad. I mean, I'm kind of one of those people. Like, I was watching it last night, and I kept telling Landon like, "Oh my gosh, it's gonna happen! Oh my gosh, no way! Watch!" Like getting so excited, but at the same time, like she's a real person, and you know, like. This is hard. She doesn't know everybody hates her.
Gina is so nice. She's trying to be like the better person, but everybody on the show and watching it is just using each other.
Yeah.
Right.
100%. It's all for entertainment.
It's like WWE wrestling. It's all fake, but it's fun to watch.
Right. Yeah.
Well,
so I
think it's more fun to watch Gina tell me about it than it is to actually watch the show because you're fired up.
So I am so excited. Last night, like usually I go to bed at 8 and that's when it comes on. And then the next day you can stream it. And so I was like, okay, do I stay up and watch this vote? And I did. I had to. And then, of course, I didn't sleep at all.
Yeah.
And my heart was pounding like it was a whole thing, you guys.
Yeah, so. It's on like every night of the week except Wednesdays, I guess.
Yes, okay. And then Saturday nights they have like a stupid after sun thing where they bring past contestants on and it's boring. So, yeah.
It's like my girlfriend texts like back and forth with their daughters on it the whole time.
Yep.
So we'll have to include you in the text chain.
Yes, yeah. Yeah, I need people to talk to you about it because I'm like freaking out.
What are we doing the rest of the day, you guys?
Catholic radio station, Nashville Catholic Radio, that I do volunteer work for.
Nice.
And we're building a new studio for like radio and video.
Ooh.
Oh, that's cool.
So, yeah. So going over there, ladders and, you know, I don't know, a tool belt in my side. And
he's kind of dressed up though today. So did you bring an extra pair of clothes?
I grabbed like a free t-shirt I found laying around the station.
Okay,
so,
good.
Yeah, so when I'm covered in sawdust and stuff like that.
Okay, good. I was going to say, you're in your nice clothes. I don't
you
want you to
have a kind of checkered shirt on. Like you could be, you know, like Al from Home Improvement.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that's true.
Yeah, this is kind of my, it's very dad-like what I'm wearing right now.
Dead shirt.
That's great. I'm going to go home and take a nap.
Good for
and
you.
Then I have some meetings and some work to do for my other job.
I'm going to go get a haircut, and I haven't planned anything after that. So maybe I'll just – then I'll have to go home and work with it.
That sounds nice.
How ladies always come home and say, oh, I just got my haircut, but I have to work with it. Don't look at it yet.
Yeah.
Don't look at it yet.
I got to do a few things with it. Yeah. Not the way I want it.
This trained professional did it, but I have to rework it. You guys have a great day. We'll catch you back here tomorrow morning.